This is the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast, session 17.
Welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast with Alyssa Dare Nelson, where we blow up the myth that you're meant to be well-rounded and independent. Here, we uncover what makes you uniquely awesome while also giving you actionable insights in to fill those gaps of the not-so-awesome. You are perfectly lopsided. Own it. Now let's dive in.
Well, hey, welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast. You're listening to another real life episode on this podcast. Now, the real life episodes are when I am on the other side of the coaching table. When my guests come on the show, we talk about how amazing they are, and then we talk about a real life challenge that they're going through right now. And that takes courage to be vulnerable, to share those things. And I want to make sure that I'm leading by example because it's really important for us all to share the challenges we're going through so that we can grow together, be together, understand that we are not alone in this entrepreneurial journey. And I'm really excited for this real life episode today. Now, this is a podcast all about entrepreneurship, but as you guys hear me say, over and over and over again, your business does not exist in a vacuum. There are all these other areas that you desire to be successful in as well. And the fact of the matter is that when you are your best you, you can do better in business, in relationships, and everywhere else. So today's real life episode, we're going to be talking about my health journey. And we're going to get into specifically what I'm doing, why I chose to do the crazy thing that I'm choosing to do. And I have my coach, my trainer on today to talk me through now, how do I finish this goal? And we'll talk about all the places that I came from, where I started. And my goal is to help you understand that you can set a high health goal as well and do your business at the same time, as well as maybe open your eyes to a new type of goal. So without further ado, let me introduce you to our guest coach today. Our guest coach is Kelsey Olson. Now, besides being a fitness fanatic, Kelsey received an exercise science degree from the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, as well as a personal training certification from the NSCA. Now, I don't know what all those numbers mean, but or those letters mean, but it means that she knows her stuff and she's been certified. She has been personal training for 4 years and bodybuilding for 3.5 years. She recently received her pro card last spring and is now competing as an IPE figure pro. Now, we're going to explain what all of that stuff means, but in a nutshell, receiving her pro card is a big, big deal. She and her husband, Dusty, own a personal training business called Renovation Training, and it's based out of Blaine, Minnesota. They work with all types of clients, from weight loss to runners to muscle building to the extreme of competitive bodybuilding. Kelsey, welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor. And I just really look forward to being able to share all of my knowledge with all of your listeners. And it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned in the bio that you go from all different ranges of health to the extreme of competitive bodybuilding. And what's funny is that last December, that's exactly what I did, is I went from sedentary to extreme. And so I've had a lot of people ask me, Alyssa, you're doing what? You're training for a bodybuilding competition? Like, isn't that kind of crazy? I was like, yeah, it kind of is, but that's how I roll. I'm very goal-oriented. And over the last 6 or 7 years or so, I've had probably 100 first days of workout. And I put first day in quotation marks. You can't see my fingers, but you see the air quotes there. And where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I have the knowledge. I'm going to buckle down and tomorrow I'm going to work out. And then I would fall off the wagon. And so what aha I had was that, you know, being healthy when I am 85, that's not enough to press me to the next day and the next day. Not only that, I know me. I know my activator. That's one of the strength themes in my top five. He loves to get started on things, but without accountability has a hard time following through. So I was like, okay, I need a short-term goal. What short-term goals, what big goals, health goals do adults have? Well, we've got marathons, we've got half marathons, we've got triathlons, and if you're super nuts, you can do an Ironman. And I was like, oh, dang, I hate running. Like all of those include running and I hate running. So what else is there? And then Kelsey appears in my life. So Kelsey is an ex-gymnast and coaches gymnastics as well. So she's actually the coach to both of my daughters, has had them at different stages of their gymnastics career. And so I got to kind of watch Kelsey go through and then earn her pro card last spring. And I thought, huh, I wonder if I'm capable. And so I sat down with Kelsey and she's like, all right, well, let's first of all have a get real talk. Kelsey, why don't you tell us what that get real talk was even before I signed up and said, let's go, let's do this thing.
Yes. Yes. We sat down and made sure that this was something that you really, truly wanted to do, because this is much more than just a weight loss journey. Like you said, it is an extreme. And so it was my job to make sure that you understood all of the ins and outs of what it requires to do a bodybuilding show. And it's much more than people think it is. And so just by laying out all of the financial costs and all of the sacrifices that you'll need to make, and the time that it will require to do something like this, it is a lot. It is a crazy thing to do. But when we laid it all out and you were able to weigh it all out, I knew that your personality was the type that could handle something like this. It was just a decision away for you.
Yeah.
And we decided to do it. And here we are 4 weeks out.
I know. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. So can you just briefly lay out, you know, you mentioned obviously there's costs associated because you're personal training with a legit personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, ladies and gents, as you're listening, if you decide to do something like this, please, please, please do not do it alone. There are so many ins and outs, and it's not just, you know, the lifting and the cardio. There's also a lot of meal planning, and it's a science, you know. I mean, there's a reason that Kelsey has an exercise science degree that goes along with her personal training certifications. There's a lot that goes into this. And when you do it alone, number one, terrifying. I can't imagine Kelsey having gone through this experience alone. So obviously you need to hire a legitimate personal trainer that knows their stuff about personal training and specifically about bodybuilding competitions. But then it's 6 days a week training, isn't it, Kelsey?
It does require that generally. So it's a big commitment. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I mean, food is a huge part of it. And it's much more, it's way beyond just, you know, counting calories sometimes. You know, there's much more to it. There's a supplementation part of it. And then all of the other factors, your sleep, your stress levels, you know, it's just you have a lot of pieces of the puzzle that go into creating this package that you're about to walk on stage with. And I definitely think that it is a requirement to be able to work with somebody that knows their stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of personal trainers out there that claim to be bodybuilders or bodybuilding coaches. But just make sure that you really choose somebody that truly knows what they're doing and hasn't just, you know, put one person on stage and called themselves a bodybuilding coach. You know,
yeah.
It takes years of experience to do something like this. And I learned from one of the best bodybuilding coaches in Minnesota, my husband, Dusty's been doing this for 10 years. And we have learned a lot over the past years of what to do and what not to do, and done some things wrong and learned from our mistakes. And because it's when you're working with somebody to do a bodybuilding show, it is very, very possible that you could mess their systems up, mess their bodies up. Mm-hmm. And so it's, we take pride in making sure that not only do our athletes look good on stage, but they also remain healthy through the process and then even after the show too, because that's a huge concern with a lot of bodybuilding competitors nowadays, is that they go through this whole process and then they come out of it and their metabolisms are wrecked, their mental state is wrecked. And so it's good to have somebody to walk you through this process so that you can maintain a healthy lifestyle even after it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one of my biggest concerns initially sitting down was the fact that I have two young daughters and, you know, they're 10 and 12. So they're just getting to the stage where they're recognizing different body shapes and all of those things. And, you know, when you go on stage, you are, for women anyway, men get to wear board shorts. Why? I don't know, whatever. Anyway, yep. But for women, you're in this tiny little bikini in heels walking across the stage. And, you know, Kelsey and I had a really good talk about how to frame this up for the girls, because I don't want them to think that, you know, it's all about all how you look. It really is about the strength and it's about the prep. And Kelsey, you had something really important to share on that, which is exactly what I turned around and shared with the girls and what I've shared with other people, as they're like, so are you going to maintain at that? Because to be stage ready in this, in the bikini category, which I'll be competing in, you typically need to be right around, give or take, 10% body fat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you know anything about being lean and healthy, 10% body fat is not a sustainable body fat. It's actually not healthy. And right. Kelsey, do you remember what you told me about that and how, you know, as you helped me to frame it up for the girls?
Well, I mean, the best way that I have learned, because being an athlete myself, I have gone through several times through this whole process and then come back out of it. And the biggest thing, like you said, is making sure that you yourself, and then that if you have, you know, little girls, that they understand that this look is not, doesn't make you beautiful. You know, it is purely a stage look. And so you have to separate who you are on stage from who you are as a person. And that took me a long time to learn. That's a very challenging thing. And it seems easy when you start it, like, oh yeah, that's fine. I can come back out of that show, no problem. But then you get down to that body fat and you see yourself and it's like this switch flips in your head and you're like, oh man, I need to maintain this. I need to look good like this all the time. And then when you see your scale weight start to increase after the show, it can be really hard, you know, mentally. And so I always tell my clients, when you're preparing for a show like this and you're cutting down, make sure you find that spot, you know, several months before the show where you feel really good about yourself and you know you can maintain this spot, and then take a bunch of pictures, mentally note it, and know that that is the spot that you need to come back to after the show and still feel beautiful and know that this is who you are and that the stage you is not who you are as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, for people that do understand marathon running and that kind of thing and training for marathons, as you work up to training for a marathon, you are not running 26.2 miles every single day.
Right.
And after the marathon, you don't continue to run 26.2 miles a day. So this is really is working up to a particular pinnacle and then giving your body that break, easing up off of that, because running a daily marathon is not healthy either. And so, you know, just it's a different sport, right? But the idea is the same, that what you prepare for on stage isn't the sustained goal. That's the stage. I mean, that's part of why we do these, you know, crazy spray tans, which, you know, I, that's kind of my perpetual joke, like I'm going to be Oompa Loompa Orange on the competition day. But you know, there's a particular stage look, and you know, I'll have my makeup professionally done because stage makeup under those bright lights is different than, you know, walking around during the day. So recognizing that it really truly is prep for that stage, you walk off the stage, you still got to live with you. Beyond that. So don't get so hung up on that stage look that you decide that that has to be your identity, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so it's been really fun to have those conversations with my girls about why I'm doing it and what it's taking, and, you know, that I'm changing my eating habits and my exercise habits to be sustained long term, but that the stage look is not going to be sustained
long
term. Yeah. Yeah. So, I remember when, you know, and I literally went from sedentary, wasn't working out at all, to, all right, Kels, let's do this thing. And jumped from that, from not moving at all, to 6 days a week working out. And I promised you and I promised myself that I would be optimistic, but also honest throughout this entire process. And I remember telling you, you know what, Kelsey, I want to be here, but I don't want to be here.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yes. And you smiled sweetly and you said, yeah, I know, but don't you feel good when you're done? I was like, nope, I don't. I feel like, you know, I don't feel strong. And so I feel like I kind of half did my workout and all of that. I'm like, but you know what? This is why I hired you, because I knew that those first weeks were going to be no fun, and that discipline and accountability was so vital to getting me over that hump. And I can't say enough about the importance of hiring a great trainer that is going to encourage you and push you and hold you accountable, especially in the beginning when, quite frankly, it didn't feel good. You know, there's mirrors everywhere in the gym and I did not like how I looked. I didn't like how I felt. I was dragging myself out of bed. My energy was not awesome. I hadn't yet worked through some of my eating habits. And so I found myself craving particular foods and that weren't on my meal plan. And it was hard, but it was absolutely worth it to get over that hump and to keep moving on. There was and I can remember it like it was yesterday. I was actually, Kelsey, I was sitting on the leg extension machine when we had this conversation. And I was talking about, like, I just, you know, seeing how I'm at my body now and how I feel now, I just can't imagine what I'm going to look like on stage. And we had a conversation about belief. Do you remember this conversation, Kelsey?
I do remember this conversation very much. So.
I would love for you to share the conversation from your perspective, because that conversation was an important switch for me in my training.
I mean, I guess the biggest thing that I took away from the conversation is that you are only as strong as you allow yourself to be. You know, your body is capable of so much more than you can even imagine, and you can also limit yourself as much as you can imagine. So I really tried to instill in you as an athlete that if you believe that this is possible and you believe that you can do it, then your body will do it. You know, it will follow whatever you believe it can do. And I think that by flipping that switch to say, you know, regardless of how I feel or how I think I compare to other competitors or my other teammates, I can do this. And I just remember, like, after that, all of a sudden there was this whole new Alyssa that came out, and she was fired up in the gym and she was saying, give me more, you know, because you finally believe that you could succeed at something like this.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It was an awesome thing to see because I love when my clients can finally believe what I believe about them. Mm-hmm. And they embody it. And that confidence just takes them to a whole new level of training and how their body responds to things that I give them. It's amazing what your body can do if your mental state is spot on.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I had tried, right, the getting back into shape so many times. What I found myself doing in that first 5 or 6 weeks was forcing the issue, right? Like, oh, I just got to do it. And as positive and optimistic of a person as I am, you know, I was willing myself through that. And when we had that conversation, Kelsey, the switch that flipped for me was, oh my gosh, I am so well equipped. I have the brain training to do this. I understand habits. I understand the mental game of things. Why have I been making this so hard? And why have I been letting my negative self-talk run the show? And so even for us coaches, like I work with this brain stuff all day long with my clients. And yet I had fallen right into that routine of what I'd done in the past when I tried to get in shape, which is willpower my way through. And I thought, wait a second, this is really about habit. So let's peel back the habits. Let's unleash and remove some of the limiting beliefs about what I can do. Just because I haven't had optimal health in the past doesn't mean I can't, right? And all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so much more well equipped than I have ever been in my entire life to tackle something like this because I don't have to willpower my way through. I can unravel the habits. I can retrain the habits. I can reform these things. And yeah, that inner fire, it's there. I just have to unleash it. And that's when we started to see major changes in my body. Mm-hmm. I want to talk, Kelsey, about tracking for a minute, because tracking is so important to any goal. And what I love about your training is that we track a lot of things. It's normal for people to track weight because it's something that's easily measurable. But weight isn't the only thing, you guys. It's not the only thing. So can you talk a little bit about tracking and how you help clients track and, you know, why you track the different parameters that you do for your clients?
Yes. So we'll start with measuring your body progression, right? So like you mentioned, weight is probably the most common thing that most people measure their progress by. And the challenge with that is, let's say somebody's on a weight loss journey, which bodybuilding is semi-weight loss journey, but we'll get into that. So when they're on a weight loss journey and they're stepping, like let's say they've introduced lifting in the gym and they've introduced a meal plan and all that stuff and they start tracking their weight, what they're not always accounting for is that you might be losing fat, which is your goal, but you might also be building muscle, especially if you've never had a regular fitness routine. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that can even the scale out to where you don't see the increases or decreases that you want to see. And that can really make somebody very discouraged. Yeah. And so what we do is we measure all kinds of different body measurements. So we take their weight, we do inches, and with our bodybuilders, we do a 7-site skin fold, which measures the subcutaneous fat, which is the fat that sits underneath your skin. And that's what we want to pull off of our competitors' bodies so that they have that really lean, muscular look on stage. And so by measuring that, instead of measuring your weight, we're getting a much better representation of how your body is changing, because your weight won't always change. I mean, we've had several weeks with you where you've mm-hmm. only lost a pound, mm-hmm. but your body fat has changed significantly.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to change, right? So it's as hard as it is, I highly encourage all of you listening to not get obsessed with the scale. Put the scale away. Yeah. And I've told Alyssa this several times. Do not step on the scale unless I tell you to.
It's so true. Now, in the first 3 months, Kelsey, that we worked together, and again, you guys, I was working out 6 days a week, right? In the first 3 months, I lost a grand total of 4 pounds.
Crazy.
So your weight is not telling you the entire story, but man, was I so much leaner. And what's interesting is now in the last six weeks, I've lost 9 pounds. So it's because it's all in the meal plan. And like, this is why you need a professional, you guys. So it's crazy. And I'm just shocked at sort of the progression of the weight loss and also the body fat loss as well. But it's really, really important not to get so stuck on one parameter. Look at more than one parameter, get measurements done, whether that's skin fold testing, whether that's inches, because you really want to make sure that you know what all is going on with your body. You know, and the other thing we track, of course, is that meal plan. Mm-hmm. Kelsey, you give a very specific meal plan and say, you know, this is what you need to do. And it's not just the macronutrients. It's not just fat and carbohydrates and protein and that. It's, you know, things like, you know, I'm adding asparagus to your meal plan because it has, you know, special components in it, you know, phytonutrients, et cetera, that will help us get to our goal. So this is why it's so important to have a coach who knows what they're doing. And how many times, Kelsey, if you had a quarter for every time you've told me to trust the process?
Oh my goodness, I'd be a millionaire.
You know, and I'm always asking questions. And sometimes I'm like, I wonder if this is irritating that I'm asking so many questions, because I always need to know. I love to know that the reason behind things, you know, why this, what's going on here? Well, and just the process, Alyssa.
Let me touch on the meal plan quick as mm-hmm. far as, because there are many ways. That's the crazy part about the fitness industry. There are many ways that a coach, a good coach, can bring a competitor to the stage. I'm actually about to work with a new coach myself who does things completely differently than the way that we bring our competitors on the stage. So he actually does work with the macronutrients instead of giving a full-blown meal plan. Mm-hmm. But when we first sat down and we decided how we were going to bring you onto the stage, I remember asking you, yeah, how do you think you're going to be most successful as far as, do we want to track our macros or do we want to do a meal plan? And I remember you telling me that you needed that accountability and taking out the freedom of the macros and just telling you exactly what you need to eat. And so that is all of the pieces of the puzzle to this journey, the water, the sleep, the food, all mm-hmm. of that stuff varies person to person. And so it's very important to have a coach that individualizes that to you and doesn't just give you a one fits all plan, right? Exactly. And so that's a huge part of it too, is I wanted to make sure that you had something that you were going to be successful in. And the meal plan was it. And it has worked wonders for you so far. Like you said, you got over the hump of feeling like you were craving different things and you've really dialed in your food and it's working for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I've been through, you know, several different stages, the whole, I want to be here, but I don't want to be here, to, you know what, I want to be here and I want to challenge myself, to the, oh my gosh, heck yeah, I can do this. And I can do this with excellence, to, you know, where I'm at right now, which is, you know what, I have no control over the outcome of this competition, but I am going to prepare as if I expect to win. And so, you know, we are, and you and I are in conversation almost every day, just, okay, like, this is the point that I'm at. And what's funny is that I'm not particularly a competitive person, but what I am is somebody who definitely expects excellence out of myself. And one thing that I think I missed when I was an adolescent athlete, you know, I was a gymnast for 15 years, is I set my sights high, but I never set them higher than I thought I could achieve.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I rose to where I expected to, but I never exceeded that. So this is my chance to take this sport, right, and shoot for the stars. There's no reasonable reason. There's no rational reason that I should expect to walk on that stage and win. You know, it's my first competition, you know, all of these other reasons why. And yet, and that's okay. And I'm okay not winning. I am not okay not preparing as if I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's kind of this last stage of mentality that I've now reached, because I feel strong. I feel empowered. I feel like I can really shoot for the stars, and heck, why not? Right?
Exactly.
So it's been quite a journey. And I want to touch on, because the challenge right now is the last 4 or 5 weeks before the actual competition tend to be the most challenging for competitors. This is what you've told me. So I want to talk about that. But I also want to talk about the things that have, from a mental standpoint, the things that have really helped me and set me up for the success that I've had thus far. Because what's happening now is that I bump into people and they're like, holy cow, what are you doing? Like, oh my gosh, your arms. Oh my gosh, you're, you know, like, you look amazing. What are you doing? And so, which is a totally new thing for me. Like, oh, really? Oh, thank you. Like that feels amazing for people to actually notice the changes in my body. But there are a few things that have really made a massive difference in my ability to not only stick to this, but be as successful. And Kelsey, you said this to me just a couple weeks ago, Alyssa, you've never actually plateaued during this process. And I'm like, you know what? That's true. I've never plateaued, which is really amazing. So I want to talk a little bit about some of those things. Number one would be the habit retraining. And what I realized when I started to get into these, you know, and then I don't want to be here, but you know, I want to. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is all the same self-talk that I've been through a dozen times. Clearly, I've formed a habit around my self-talk around exercise. When I started bumping into cravings because part of my personal meal plan was no sugar, no added sugar rather, no dairy, and no alcohol. And I was like, man, this is really tough. Why is this so tough? And so I started looking at, well, what is making me, you know, what is the trigger that makes me want to have that handful of jelly beans? And what is the outcome? What is the emotional outcome that I'm looking for out of that behavior? And what's interesting, you guys, is that people talk about forming new habits, but here's the thing, it's so much easier to retrain old habits because the pathway has already been laid. So when you retrain a habit, you don't need a new cue and you don't need a new outcome. All you need is a new behavior. So rather than thinking about forming new habits, think about retraining the habits you already have. So that was a huge thing. And I think I'm actually going to do an email series on habit retraining and what that kind of looks like. But if you're looking for a really great resource, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg is a fantastic book on habit retraining. The next thing that has really, really helped is affirmations. We all have negative self-talk that goes on in our heads, and we have to actively work against that, right? So we hear that for every 5 positive things that a child hears, all he or she needs to hear is 1 negative thing to counteract that, right? So we need a lot of that positive stuff in our world in order to kind of overcome some of that. So my favorite affirmation through all of this has been, I am the boss of my morning. You can write that down. You can steal that. I am the boss of my morning, because getting up was one of the most challenging things for me. And really, to fit all of this exercise in, it meant getting up. And right now, I'm getting up at 4:30 every single morning. And most of the time, I'm waking up before my alarm. Which also means, yes, I'm going to bed earlier. You must get enough sleep. But then as I'm getting, you know, a little bit more hungry, and we'll talk a little bit about the calorie deficit and some of the energy deficits that you might feel towards the end of your prepping, that I am grateful and I am full of grace, both for myself and for others. Sometimes when I'm feeling a little edgy, I really need that affirmation. Number three is a really clear plan to follow. And this is where a trainer is vital. Vital, vital, vital. Like, please hire a trainer. Even if your goal is not a bodybuilding competition, hire a trainer. Someone to keep you accountable, someone to help you stay on track, someone to help you know, hey, is this the right workout? You know, should I be, you know, shifting up my meal plan? How do I do this? You're not an expert there, and you don't have to be, because there are people who are experts. And I am biased, I think, but I would say Kelsey and Dusty are the best in the industry. And yes, they do online training. Number four is self-compassion and self-grace. You are going to fall off the wagon. That doesn't have to be an end-all be-all. You just get back on. You just get back on. You're not going to walk through this journey without scuffing up your knees and without, you know, misstepping or missing a workout or this or that. You know, just get back on the wagon, because, you know, if you go, oh, you know, I screwed that up, I'm a failure. Well, now you're just missing another workout, or you're missing, you know, another meal. And the last thing that has been so vital is support. And Kelsey, you have been such a key component of that support. And not, you know, because people think of a trainer, someone's going to keep you accountable, but you've also been there to hold my hand, and to encourage me along the way. And, you know, Alyssa, I know you don't see it, but you are making progress, and I can see the progress. And just that real encouragement has been so, so important. And I've got this amazing support from Joel, my husband, and from my girls, who are cheering me on all along the way. What's funny is when I first started on the meal plan, and they would eat something in front of me that was not on the meal plan, a Twix or jelly beans or whatever the case may be, the girls would always apologize. Oh, Mom, I'm so sorry that we're eating this in front of you. And it's like, no, it's okay. It's okay. This is my choice. My meal plan is my choice. This is my goal. So don't feel bad. And I finally said to them something that was really key, and it's shifted their own way of looking at food and this process, which is, you know, you don't have to feel bad, but you know what you can say to me when you're eating something that, you know, is on your meal plan, because you know, you can eat whatever you want. That's totally fine. But you can say, hey, Mom, I'm really proud of you for sticking to your meal plan. So every time that they feel the temptation to apologize for eating in front of me, they now pause and they go, Mom, I'm really proud of you for sticking to this meal plan. Your discipline is really awesome. And you can see the shift in their eyes, and they're now working in some of the healthier choices as well. And that's just vicarious. I didn't even have to force that issue. And so that support is so important. And you might not get that at home. You might have to have a friend or a buddy or somebody else to give you that support, but find some support from people who are going to encourage you to the next stage and the next stage and the next stage. So Kelsey, what would you say, you know, in your working with your clients, maybe that are other really important components of helping people get through their goals into that next stage? Did I cover them all, or are there others that for different people might be really valuable?
I love everything that you have incorporated into your journey. Support at home is so important. Not that you cannot be the leader of your house, which a lot of times happens. Mm-hmm. If you want to make a change, somebody has to be the first to do it, right? You all fall into habits, and it's easy to just do what everybody else is doing. And so if you want to make that change, sometimes you have to pave the way and be that strong one, regardless of whether the people around you are supporting that. But it definitely does help to find at least somebody who not only will be your accountability, right? You know, telling you, you have to do this, you have to do that, getting, scolding you if you fall off, you know, all that stuff, but also encouraging you, you know, and you need encouragement through something like this. And whether that's a friend that is your backbone or a spouse or, you know, whoever it is, find at least one person that you can go to when things get tough. And I love being that for my clients. Mm-hmm. I always try and be very non-judgmental, and I want them to know that they can tell me when they screw up, because the worst thing that you can do is try and hide something. Yeah. It makes it totally worse. If you have somebody that you can say, hey, you know, I screwed up, but they can tell you it's okay, you can get back on, today's a new day. You only fail at something if you fully give up on it. You know, you'll have those ups and down days. We had a couple of them in the beginning of our journey. But eventually, you know, you get on it and you succeed and you get to that goal. And life is certainly not a straight uphill climb. It is valleys and mountains. And eventually you reach that peak of where you want to be. So support is totally key. I'd say that's probably the biggest piece of it that is important in something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. And so educating the people around you as to what you're doing. And it also ups the ante on accountability. You know, yeah. If your friends and family know what you're doing, they can encourage you. And just by virtue of it coming out of your mouth, you're going to hold yourself more accountable to it as well. So I've been sharing for the last couple of months. I did not share for the first 2 to 3 months that I was training that this is what I was going to do. And part of that was that confidence. And I'd committed to you, Kelsey, I'd committed to myself, my family knew, but I hadn't made any kind of public statement about it until probably about 3 months into it. And I was like, okay. And I had to reach that, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to just show up on the stage like I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And that's when I chose to make it public. So sort of interesting, just in my own, because usually when I make a goal, I put it out there right away. And this was one of those that was a little harder for me to believe in my core at first. And so I was a little shyer at saying it out loud. Now, of course, you know, and some of you listening are going, yeah, I want to get in shape, but you know, I got to focus on my business. I want to talk about some of the unexpected side effects and the side benefits. And some of these I sort of expected, but they're like the degree to which the benefits have been there have been absolutely like mind-blowing. So I want to cover some of those things. And some of them, again, were totally unexpected. Number one, and this was one that I expected, but I did not understand just how good this would feel, is discipline. So I've always been a somewhat disciplined person, but being able to follow that meal plan to a T, get those 6 workouts in every day, make sure that I'm doing everything to the best of my ability, you know, day in, day out, I was able to flex that discipline muscle. And that discipline muscle has gotten better and better and better and stronger and stronger and stronger. And I want to underscore that the discipline muscle is not the same muscle as the willpower muscle. So willpower will only carry you so far. Discipline, however, is a whole different thing that can be the undercarriage to, you know, getting you through tough times. So the confidence that I've grown in my own discipline has been far, far exceeded, and it flows over into all other areas of my life, including my business. Reading tons of books. When I work out, that's what I do. I've read more books in the last 5 months by listening on Audible than I had had in the entire last year. So I'm feeding my mind as well as making my body stronger. And some of these books have been so good, so good. Energy and strength. Obviously, I'm stronger and my energy is out of this world. I feel so good. I don't, at the end of the night, yes, I am in bed by 9 o'clock. Absolutely. But my energy during the day is so good. And you guys might be listening, you're like, but Alyssa, you're always so high energy. Yes, when I'm engaged in conversation. But then, boy, I sit down on the couch and I'm like, ugh. And my energy was just killing me. I was requiring, you know, 8, 8.5 hours of sleep in order to feel rested. And now I'm requiring somewhere between 6.5 and 7.5 hours of sleep to feel rested and to make it through the day. Another thing that I expected was going to increase, but I just didn't understand just how much, because I've never been in this good of physical condition, is my confidence. My confidence is just oozing from me. And it's not an arrogance, right? It's this confidence, like I can do anything. And there's two more positive benefits. The one that I was totally blindsided by is that my house is actually immaculate. Like every morning I get up, I make my coffee, I make my breakfast, and I do a little tidying up in the morning, and I'll do a little project in the morning, you know, clean the baseboards or do that kind of thing before I even go off to my workout. And the byproduct of that is my house is completely immaculate, which makes me feel peaceful. It makes me feel like I'm on top of my game. A lot of people talk about, oh, the first thing I delegate is getting my house cleaned. And I fully support that, but there's a pride for me in knowing that I'm taking care of my home. I certainly believe that if you don't take care of what the universe has given you, the universe will not give you anymore. So are you taking care of the house, the home that you already have, if you want that to expand, right? And so that was totally a side benefit, and I love it. And my kids love it. My husband loves it. The house is immaculate all the time. Come on over right now. I will prove it to you. And then lastly, the side benefit of not only the girls starting to look at their eating habits in a different and healthy way and making some changes, but Joel is also on this journey as well. And Joel's been working out 6 days a week for the past 2 months. And that wasn't something that I forced him to do or begged him to do or any of that. It was just like, you know what? Alyssa can do it. I can do it too. And it actually kind of brings tears to my eyes that my family, not by me forcing them to, but because they see my example and they're following that example, that I really am becoming even more so the leader of my home. And you guys, I cannot tell you how good that feels to really lead my family. And all of that through what? Working out 6 days a week and setting a great physical goal. Ugh, those are a lot of side benefits, Kels.
Awesome. I love all of them.
Yeah, it has been such an incredible journey thus far. And now I know that the last, you know, 5 weeks here, you've told me, okay, Alyssa, expect that it's going to be a tougher road in these last 4 weeks. What can I expect in the next 4 weeks as I get closer and closer to the actual competition?
So we always tell our competitors that somewhere in about 4 weeks or so, pretty much without fail, you tend to hit a little bit of a wall, a bigger wall than maybe you have already experienced. And my best explanation for it is that you are so deep into the process, but yet not close enough to the show to where you can fully see the light at the end of the tunnel. So it's almost this frustration that you are tired and you're starting to experience much more hunger, and you are maybe some of the things that are required for this journey, you are ready to be done with for a while. It just, your body kind of catches up with what's going on, and yet you still have a full month to go, and you kind of look at that that mountain or the rest of that mountain. And it can be discouraging for a lot of people who go through that. I know personally, in my experience, it's definitely a huge mental barrier that you have to break through. And I love, you know, you talking about your affirmations, because you're going to definitely need those within these next 4 weeks to overcome those stronger mental barriers that are about to take place. And, you know, we just changed Alyssa's meal plan. We've lowered her calories just a little bit more. It's nothing crazy. I mean, some people either who have experienced this before with a different coach, or who in their head are thinking, oh my goodness, now she's got to eat, you know, fish and lettuce all day long, and you're only at, 500 calories a day. That is absolutely ridiculous. And if you ever work with a coach who is doing that to you, you need to leave them immediately, because that is crazy. I mean, the lowest day that I have you on now is 1300 calories, which is actually probably what a significant amount of Americans are eating nowadays. And that is, that is not enough for most people. So with her meal plan changing, and now we've added in just a little bit more exercise, just a little bit, because you don't want to overstress the body. Your mind starts to play a little bit more games with you, because your body's saying, okay, I'm feeling like I'm not getting enough. You know, I'm having to burn off more of this fat. That's stored energy that makes your body feel comfortable, right? And so you're taking it from a state that it started to adjust to and getting comfortable to, and making it uncomfortable. And that just gets more and more pronounced the closer that we get to the show. And that's part of the whole, you can't maintain this portion of it, right? We are crossing that border, and we actually have already with you. We've crossed that border to where this is not necessarily maintainable for a long period of time. And that is the difficulty that we start to deal with the closer and closer that we get to the show, is this is not maintainable and your body knows it. So it's important to know that this is temporary, that we have a goal. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm just going to continue to encourage you that we're super close to the show, that your body is looking great, that it's going to be an amazing experience. And then we're going to bring you back out of the show nice and easy and make sure that you hit that mark to where you feel comfortable in your own skin, your body is healthy. And then we're going to start, you know, planning for the next big goal that Alyssa decides to do.
And we already started talking about that too, which I think is really fun. And, you know, as a tip for you guys listening, as you get closer to your goal, before you hit that goal and that goal date, set a new goal. Because it will help you to, you know, not sort of completely fall off the wagon and, you know, kind of go into rest mode totally. It's important to celebrate the win. It's important to take a break when you need it. But, you know, go ahead and start setting your sights higher. So this competition, I'll be competing in the bikini category. And the next competition that I'm going to compete in, I've already decided I want to do this again. So here we are 5 weeks out and I still want to do this again, is in the figure category, which is, Kelsey, would you tell us the sort of the difference between the two? Because I know that I'm going to misspeak and I don't want to misstate.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm glad you actually brought that up, because that was another one of the misconceptions that we sort of kind of addressed in the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah.
That bodybuilding in most people's heads, it actually was way back when I first started training for a bodybuilding show, is that bodybuilding is all about these, you know, guys who have huge muscles and they're super shredded and they take a bunch of steroids and all that stuff. That was what I had in my head as far as what bodybuilding was. And when I dug deeper into it and actually realized it is so much more than that. There are several categories that have been added to the bodybuilding world since it began. And now there are multiple divisions for both men and women to be able to participate in based on their body type. So it allows a wide variety of body types to now compete in this sport versus it just being all about guys who want to get really big, you know? So we brought you into the bikini division to start with, and the bikini division is supposed to be a little bit of a softer look. The best way I can describe it is it's your ideal beach body look, right? So you still do have really good muscle tone. You do need to build your muscles up. But then when we cut down your body fat, we bring it down to a certain point to where you look lean, but you don't have a ton of definition everywhere. They want it to be a little bit more feminine. The posing for the bikini division, which is also another huge part.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about posing.
Oh my goodness, that nobody ever knows about. I am a posing coach for all of our bodybuilders that compete for us. And I even pose people who are outside of our renovation training team. And it is amazing how many people have no idea the time and effort that you need to put into posing. So, little side note there, make sure that you, if you decide to do a bodybuilding show, that you find somebody to teach you how to properly pose for the show that you're doing. And so back to the bikini division. So it's a little bit of a softer look. They are actually mainly looking for a really good firm lower half of your body. So they want really good glutes and legs, and they want a little bit more of a petite upper body. So it's definitely that beach bikini look, right? And then when you go to the figure division, they are looking for a little bit more symmetry with the upper half and the lower half. So you need to be a little bit more muscular in your upper body. You need to be a little bit leaner for that division, so you see more of your musculature underneath your skin. And then there's a physique division for women, which is even bigger and leaner. And then the bodybuilding division for women is slowly falling off. There's not many women bodybuilding anymore because they've kind of moved into the physique division.
Yeah.
But it still is a category. So there's just totally different looks for each of those divisions. And I just love the fact that it allows a bunch of different people to be able to participate in the sport. But don't get me wrong, there's no less of a division than the other. They each require a significant amount of work and dedication to be able to look that way. So it's definitely not necessarily a step up. It's just different.
Yeah. And you had to convince me hard on that.
Because in the beginning, I think you felt like you were taking the easy way out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have that misconception that, oh, bikini is easy. Let's just do bikini. It is a good entry into it because it is a little bit of a softer look. But there is a science that goes into being a really high level bikini competitor. And a lot of it's the posing too. You know, you have to be so sassy on stage for the judges to even take a look at you. And not very many people are good at that. So it takes a very special personality and even body type to be able to be very good at the bikini division. And girl, let me tell you, you got a lot of sass. So I'm super excited to see you strut the stage in your bikini.
I do have a lot of sass. That is so true.
You do. And that's why you're going to be really good at this division. But we've also discovered, as we've uncovered your body, that you have a really good upper body. And so I wanted to put it in your head that potentially, you know, with a good off season, so taking time away from cutting and leaning out,
intensity,
you know, we build you back up and we feed you and we put more muscle on your upper body so that you could be very successful in the figure division.
Yeah, I think that's going to be super exciting. It's been so fun to see my upper body come out and just the tone, and you know, I love my arms again. And so it's been so fun. And again, the confidence that has come through for me has been incredible, and I can't say enough about it. So, you know, while working out, you know, and taking on something like this isn't a requirement for being successful in your business, it is a really important step in becoming confident enough, and it spills over into other areas of your life. And so, you know, tackle a health goal. I challenge you, as you're listening to this, to set a health goal. Reach out in the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Facebook group and share with us what are you going to set? What goal are you going to set for your health to take that to the next level, so that you can improve your energy, so that you can improve your confidence, so that you can flex that discipline muscle and let that spill over into all of the other areas of your life. Kelsey, as people are listening, they might go, well, I don't know if maybe I should tackle a bodybuilding competition, or maybe I need to do some training and then see in 6 months how that, you know, about doing a competition. Or maybe they just really need a trainer that they can trust, that's going to have their back, that's going to be able to support them and keep them accountable in the same breath. I know that you and Dusty and Renovation Training do online training. Where can people find you, reach out to you, have a conversation with you, just get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So we have several different ways that you can contact us. We do have a Facebook group called Renovation Training, so they can message us on that. You can also message me personally, Kelsey Olson. That's Kelsey with an IE. I'm sure Alyssa will put that on the, yep, on the podcast. You can reach out to my husband, Dusty Olson. He would be more than happy to share information with you. Otherwise, you can shoot me an email. I think Alyssa's going to link my email to this as well.
Yep.
And you can also reach out to, we own the Blaine Pheasant Ridge Snap Fitness. So if you want to reach out to our Blaine Snap Fitness website, make sure it's Pheasant Ridge, because there are two Blaine Snap Fitnesses. Or we also have a Blaine Snap Fitness Pheasant Ridge Facebook group. Beautiful. So any place that you want to contact us, we will be more than happy to share more information with you. Otherwise, if you are in the Blaine area or any of the surrounding areas and would like to come in and chat with us in person, we would love to share our insight with you about bodybuilding, or consult with you about potentially doing training for another goal. This is our passion, and I love nothing more than helping people to be a better version of themselves. And so, yes, please reach out to us. We would be more than happy to help you get to where you want to go.
So awesome. And yes, I will make sure to have your contact information right in the description, ladies and gents, of this podcast episode. So if you're listening on your phone on iTunes or Stitcher, you can just click right in there on the hyperlinks in the description. Otherwise, you can certainly go to the show notes page and all of Kelsey's information will be there. So we will be updating you as we go through this process. And as I get closer, I should give the date. Shouldn't I, Kelsey? So the Absolutely. Date of the competition is May 25th. So this episode is going live on April 30th. Kelsey and I are recording this about a week and a half prior to that. And so you're going to kind of hear it in the midterm there. But I am excited to share, you know, the ups and the downs in the last 4 weeks of this preparation. And you'll certainly be seeing pictures of me in a red bikini with, you know, blonde hair. I went totally blonde for this, you guys. And I'm just really excited for the culmination. And, you know, I don't know, Kelsey, you don't know how this is going to turn out with regards to placing, but honestly, that doesn't that doesn't really matter. What matters is that, you know, I've been able to press myself to this whole new level and achieve this level of health that I've never had. And here I am, almost 40 years old, in the best condition of my life. It is possible, you guys. It is possible, and you are worth it. Kelsey, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on, to share your expertise, to coach me through what to expect in the last few weeks here, and to kind of talk about this crazy journey that I've been on over the last 5 or 6 months here. It's been a joy to work with you, and I can't wait to work with you in the off season and then into next season when I take on this figure division competition. And the journey has only just begun.
It's truly been a pleasure, and you, my dear, are something amazing, and we are so blessed to have you on our team, and we look forward to making your journey even better.
And now it's time for the podcast recommendation of the week. Like Kelsey and I talked about today, our physical health and well-being cascades into other areas of our lives. So our podcast recommendation of the week this week is The Shailene Show with Shailene Johnson. Shailene gives tips, resources, interviews, practical tips, all to help you improve energy, balance, organization, health, fitness, relationships, focus, faith, and happiness. And what's crazy is that when you take care of your physical health, all of those things begin to happen. Shailene's show is focused on physical health, both diet and exercise, with the focus being your best you. And being our best selves is the key, right? I hope you like The Shailene Show as much as I do. You can find The Shailene Show on iTunes or anywhere else you like to listen to podcasts. Thank you for tuning in today. As entrepreneurs, we often find ourselves alone, or at least feeling that way, but you're not. By listening here, you are already a part of a great community of like-minded business owners. If you want to be even more active in this community, join us on Facebook. You'll find the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Group full of activity and, not to mention, unique opportunities. To join today, simply head over to daretosucceed.com/FAE and request access. See you in there. Until next time, keep being frickin' awesome.